Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Arlette Sines joins us now on WGN Radio to talk about, am I saying that wrong? On line 7 to talk about the Steve Bannon story. Arlette, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did I say he, by the way?
That's okay.
I was a little distracted, but I am focused on you and your conversation with us today. Thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Did the White House press corps see this coming? Maybe it was a matter of time. Did you know it was today that it was going to go down?
We didn't know it was going to happen today, but, you know, there have been a few Friday surprises, so I kind of had a little bit of a feeling. We knew that President Trump had been frustrated with Steve Bannon and that there had been a lot of changes happening over there. I mean, in the past month, we've seen Reince Priebus, Sean Spicer, and now the most recent person, Steve Bannon, leaving the White House.
Does this signal just, I mean, so is this a policy shift or is it just somebody fell out of favor?
Well, I think that Steve Bannon has certainly been probably one of the more controversial figures within this White House. And we knew that he had kind of been hanging on the ropes for quite some time. I mean, there's always been the talk of, oh, could Steve Bannon be the next one to leave? And now it's finally happened. Over the past week, there have been a lot of calls for Steve Bannon to step aside or for President Trump to let him go following the tragedy in Charlottesville. Many people frustrated with the fact that he is tied to the so-called alt-right. He used to run the website Breitbart, which he described as a platform for the alt-right. There was also, this week, he seemed to complicate the message for the administration when it came to North Korea. He did an interview with the American Prospect, where just 1 week after President Trump was talking about the fire and fury he would bring to North Korea if they continue making their threats, Steve Bannon came out and said that there actually was no military option when it came to solving the situation with North Korea. So that was an example of frustration with some in his administration over him kind of complicating that message.
I thought the timing of that interview was interesting, and I'm reading today that maybe he knew or they all knew that he was leaving, and that gave him the license to be so much more candid. You know, would he have done that interview if he didn't know he was exiting?
Perhaps not. There was another interview that he gave where he kind of said that he was giving the president some cover, given all of the criticism he was giving to Charlottesville. Some think, oh, maybe he did this interview to try to distract from that and turn the attention elsewhere. But ultimately, the White House says that this decision was made or it was decided upon today that Steve Bannon would be leaving between a mutual decision between the chief of staff, John Kelly, and Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's source close to him says that he handed in his resignation earlier in the month with an effective end date of August 14th, which was Monday, which actually marked 1 year to the day that Steve Bannon joined the Trump campaign. But ultimately, this was a decision from the president who had been frustrated with Bannon and wanted a change in course.
Yeah, but it's just funny because when I think of Trump being Trump, it sounds a lot like Steve Bannon. So I wonder if he's mad at him personally for going rogue on an interview or sucking up too much attention when that book came out, or if he's actually thinking that this super nationalistic pose is no longer so good for him.
Well, we've seen some of the tension play out between the president and Steve Bannon really over the course of the past 7 months. You know, the president reportedly was upset when Saturday Night Live characterized Steve Bannon as really being the one with holding the puppet strings and that he was running the White House, not the president. We heard reports that the president was frustrated when Steve Bannon appeared on the cover of the magazine called The Great Manipulator. So there's been some tension that's been out there over the past few months, but it's unclear what exactly was the final moment that led to this.
I wonder, though, then, do you think that the president has been getting a lot of his talking points or ideas from Steve Bannon?
Well, I think that Steve Bannon has certainly been at the heart of the populist message and encouraging the president to follow that string of messaging and talking points. But it's also something that's drawn criticism, and there's people within the White House that Steve Bannon has publicly feuded with. We knew that he had a clash with Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and one of his top advisors. We know that he was also clashing with H.R. McMaster, the national security advisor. And you had folks within President Trump's inner circle who were advising him to let Steve Bannon go. One of those people, Anthony Scaramucci, was on our air on Sunday voicing his opinions about Steve Bannon and why he needed to leave. So there has been some pressure from even within the White House for the president to kind of change direction when it came to Bannon.
You wonder, though, with Bannon out, no longer whispering in the president's ear, if we'll see a different version of Donald Trump then.
Well, yeah, we'll have to see. And Steve Bannon's title was officially White House Chief Strategist, but still, when it comes down to it, the Chief Strategist of the White House is President Trump.
Well, that's why I worry about John Kelly's tenure. I just wonder if he thinks he's got a very powerful job and he's going to realize actually he's not able to do it. The president's going to do and tweet whatever he wants, and you're just on the cleanup crew.
I think that you're right. Like when it comes down to it, the president's going to make his final decisions. We know, for instance, earlier this week that staff was surprised and they were stunned when the president was at an event that was supposed to be about infrastructure, and then it veered into a defiant press conference where he doubled down on his initial statements about Charlottesville. Folks at the White House did not realize that was going to turn into a press conference. That's an example of President Trump taking the reins into his own hands and taking control and doing what he wants.
You weren't there for that press conference, were you?
No, I was here listening to it on our radio coverage.
On the floor, nearly passing out, finding it difficult to breathe like the rest of us. I was in an office. Go ahead. Tell me about your experience with that.
No, I was sitting here in our radio studio, and I actually have four different TVs and had all of them on President Trump. And just it was quite the moment. I had never seen anything like that before.
Well, here's a little inside baseball. So here at WGN Radio in Chicago, the press conference is going to come after. Maybe the president makes some remarks about infrastructure. And he had already had two major opportunities to talk about Charlottesville, and he'd sort of fixed it. So when the opportunity came up to take the president live about 3 o'clock in the afternoon on an infrastructure signing, I think our attitude generally was, no, we don't need to take that. We don't need to cover it. My colleague Ro Khan comes in. He goes, you know what? Let's just go ahead and throw the switch on that thing. And then we just heard live before our very ears, the whole thing blew up. I go back to my office, and I wasn't listening that closely to the station in the transition. And then one of my colleagues pops up from his cubicle, and he's got his hands into the air, and he's kind of hopping up and down and running around going, "It's something's happening. Something's happening. Are you listening to this? This is crazy." And then my phone started pinging, and I thought, what's going on? That was that day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm better now.
I was wondering why we were taking it also, and then it turned into what it did. So.
Well, anymore, you almost are afraid to miss an opportunity. You think, let's just see what happens here. Okay, last thing then. Do you have a guesstimate what's going to happen to Bannon? Does he go back to Breitbart?
Well, Bannon has sources close to Bannon have said that he is interested in still trying to help the president from the outside. But one big question is, will he go back to Breitbart News? We know that there are some conservatives who do want to see him go back there and try to push his message and try to help the president from there.
Arlette Sines, I appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work at ABC Radio. It's 226 on WGN.